Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This year, New York City will host a record 50.2 million visitors.
That, of course, was Mayor Bloomberg celebrating over 50 million tourists a goal New York City met with the arrival of British couple Craig Johnson and Lucy Johnson, who came to get married and were awarded the distinction of being the 50 millionth visitors. That means the mayor met his goal of having 50 million visitors by 2012. So we still have a few days if the calculation was a little off, as the mayor pointed out, but we're not counting at the bridges and the tunnels. The goal was originally by 2015, but it got bumped up because so many people came in the last few years. The British couple, in case you missed this, was presented with a golden ticket to the city, which included a $10,000 American Express gift card, a $10,000 travel package to come back in 2012, and a $10,000 bet with Mitt Romney. No, I'm just kidding. And tickets to the Broadway show Memphis. And with that golden ticket, they certainly won't have to crash on any couches or impose on any friends or relatives, but we know that's not the case for everybody. So we're opening up the phones for the last 10 minutes of the show today. For any tourists listening, any of your gracious hosts calling in to tell us how it's going. And I guess the question is, what are you doing in New York? If this is your first time in New York, what's your impression of the city? And if you host people coming to New York, what do you show them? Do you take them to the top of the Empire State Building? Do you make sure it's a Broadway show? Metropolitan Museum? What's at the top of your list? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So, like, if you usually listen to, Ohio Public Radio and you tuned in to this show because you're here, or if you usually listen to the BBC in Bangalore and you found WNYC, 212-433-9692. Tomas, you're on WNYC. Hello, Tomas.
I'm doing just fine. I'm here with my aunt in the Upper West Side.
Yes, and where are you visiting from?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's great. Are you in New York for the first time?
Yes, I figured this is actually my second time, but this is the first time I really get to see the city.
What you been seeing, Tomas?
Well, I've been walking around. I went yesterday to the Times Square, and I took my pictures on that red stairs, and I went skiing yesterday in Rockefeller Center.
Skiing, ice skating. That's great. And what are you going to do today?
Well, today I'm going to go with my aunt to the museum, of Modern Art. Have a great time there.
What do you like the best and the least about New York?
Well, New York, I think the least is too many people. It's crazy. You feel like a little aunt. And the best is there's too many people. There's a lot of things to do. It's a great city. You have always something to do, and wonderful. I enjoyed it very much.
So. Thank you, Tomas. Have fun in the city.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Peter in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're hosting some guests?
Good morning. I'm hosting family coming in from out of town. They love New York. They come all the time. And the one who ends up on the couch is me. But then I have a very comfortable couch.
And you're very gracious, obviously. So
absolutely.
So what are you doing with these out-of-town relatives?
Oh, we take them all. We take them to the wonderful restaurants, and they love to go to Rockefeller Center and really be tourists. As many times as they come here, they love playing tourists and just enjoying what the city has to offer.
Just the classic tourists.
The thing that we hate the most is the traffic.
You don't like all the cars. Tomas doesn't like all the people. You can't have...
The people are great.
Yeah.
People are great.
Just the number of people is what the last caller was talking about.
Absolutely.
But wait, you do the same things every year? It's always Rockefeller Center?
Pretty much. You know what they say, the consistency of the hobgoblin of a small brain.
There you go. Yeah, well, go see the Cloisters or Jackson Heights next
time. The Cloisters are great. Just fantastic, yeah.
Peter,
I don't think there's a place you can mention we haven't been.
There you go. Thank you very much. Happy
Have
holidays.
A great night. Yeah.
Yosef in Crown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello, Yosef.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling because I have a friend. He's not here yet, but I expect him this evening. He's coming in to learn at Yeshiva for about 10 days in a program that's called Yeshivacation.
Yeshivacation.
Yeshivacation, that's right. It's for young men who don't know much about their Jewish heritage and want to learn more.
But besides the yeshiva experience itself and the kind of internal exploration that this is obviously built around, cultural exploration, do you take them to certain Jewish sites in New York, or what's the tourist element?
I mean, I'm sure that we'll eat at kosher restaurants. There's much more kosher restaurants here than he has at home in Baltimore. But I think that's about it. And also praying at the local synagogues. There's much more of those here than in Baltimore.
I could think of Ellis Island, Lower East Side Tenement Museum. Of course, there are a million of them, and there are different synagogues you could see around the city. But a lot, so much opportunity for tourism. And thank you very much. I hope your guest enjoys it. And Tim in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you? Hey, I was calling because my daughter has some guests that are staying with us from Berlin, and they were complaining to me that they're having a very hard time finding youth hostels in New York City. And as we kind of looked into it, it seems that the mayor has a special task force that has shut down over 60% of youth hostels in the city this year.
Huh.
So that's probably cutting into your numbers, where they're just not, I don't think the mayor's really thinking about youth travel very much.
Right. Well, it probably hasn't cut into the numbers too much because they seem to be hitting all these tourism records. But we should look into that, because if it's becoming, prohibitively expensive for young travelers to stay here because there aren't the youth hostels that there used to be, then that's obviously a problem.
Yeah, they put it out there that there's no actual law or code of what describes what a youth hostel is. So they've kind of been using that to go around and shut them all down.
Tim,
but in one of the best cities in the world, we should have an active youth hostel market.
I think you're right. Thank you. Let's see, on our webpage, Tracy writes, every year my family plays host to relatives from our native Barbados who come here to shop in Richmond Hill, Queens, and Flatbush, Brooklyn, because taxes are lower here than in the Caribbean. Don't forget the tourists who come here just for the outer boroughs. Absolutely. But who ever heard of tourists coming here for low taxes? But I guess we just learned something about Barbados, right? Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
You're hosting?
I'm hosting a friend from Brazil, from Rio de Janeiro. And he comes every year with a group of he teaches art and creative thought down there, so he brings a number of art curators up here, and we make the rounds of many, many galleries around, especially Chelsea, the cutting edge type of galleries, and he stays with us while he's putting his trip together, and then he moves into a hotel to stay with his group when they arrive, and we stay with him when we go to Rio.
That's cool. And does he open your eyes to things in the galleries?
Isn't that always the case? The stuff that I would never do. I've lived here 40 years, and it's stuff I've never seen. Yeah, absolutely. But what they like to do most—well, I won't say most—but they never. I'm a musician, so I always have to set up a night for us to, or two for us to go to a jazz club. Mm-hmm. They don't have that in Rio. They love jazz, and again, it's creative thought. So New York is where jazz is really. We can just go out on the streets, and we always have a rowdy table of 15 to 20 people taking over a jazz club.
Sounds
at least once while they're here.
So much fun. Chris, thank you. Rosemary on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're not hosting anybody right now, but we've hosted lots of tourists from Europe. And what we want to recommend is the Staten Island Ferry, not just because the ride is really wonderful and free, but especially because the Staten Island Ferry terminal in downtown Manhattan there has bathrooms available very easy to use and available till very, very late at night. So I think tourists need to know about it.
Yeah, there are several guides, you know, to the public bathrooms of Manhattan. One of them, I think, is called Where to Go.
Mm-hmm.
And always good to know where those locations are, and also to take that free ferry ride, which is definitely one of the great New York experiences. So, Rosemary, thank you. Zach from the Upper West Side writes, I took my parents to Jackson Heights this past summer when they were visiting from Ohio. They had never been anywhere like it. They had a great time. Crossroads of the world, Jackson Heights. And Sandy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Nice to speak to you.
Same
I love
here.
Your program.
Thank you very much. We've got about 30 seconds left in it.
Okay.
So you're hosting?
I am well, in a way. I'm a Big Apple greeter. It's a volunteer organization, and we take people around the city on their first day usually and get them acquainted and get them oriented and take them to places that they wouldn't ordinarily see. For instance, the other day I took this lovely family from Australia to the appellate court. And just places like that they didn't know that they could go into.
Did you sit and watch court proceedings?
There was no trial at the time, but it was just beautiful to see. And the you know, the guides there are so wonderful and welcoming. And people felt just terrific to be there.
It's like Law and Order, you know. Sam Waterston's
exactly.
going to walk up there any moment. All right, thank you. And thanks to all of you who called as tourists or as hosts of tourists. Enjoy the city, whatever you do. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and today, Happy Solstice, shortest day of the year. The good news, they start getting longer tomorrow.